Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Wednesday, November the 30th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. They say every bull market climbs a wall of worry. We still do not know whether this is indeed a bull market or not, but worries are surely rising as we reclaim the peak seen same time last year. After the record peak in October 2021, markets went sideways for a while before correcting sharply. While trying to predict where the markets will go from here on is quite tough, I thought we should certainly try and see how markets were poised on various counts compared to the same time last year to get some hints about where we may be headed now. One caveat, what we need to remember is that in markets, we should always be prepared to deal with the unexpected. To that extent, this exercise may be totally futile. For example, who could have expected the Russia-Ukraine war this time last year? For that matter, who could have even predicted that the Indian markets would have remained so resilient in the face of such adverse global economic circumstances? But then that happened. Anyway, what is really different this time? First, let's look at the macros and the earnings picture. Last year, global recovery was stymied by the Delta variant spreading rapidly across countries, which continued to cause disruptions in supply chains and feed the inflationary trend. The International Monetary Fund cut their global growth forecast for calendar year 2021 by 5.9% and estimated 4.9% for 2022. The Fed was still arguing that inflation was transitory, and markets continued to display strength on the assumption that Fed will not go aggressive with the liquidity withdrawal or monetary tightening. As these worries were brewing, the unexpected happened. It was like a perfect storm for global markets, with the Russia-Ukraine war intensifying the supply constraints and inflation rising at a pace no one ever expected. Fed was obviously caught yawning, and then all hell broke loose as the Fed was forced to go on a tightening spree. India saw foreign investors pull out. Cut to now. All those concerns are now receding because investors seem to believe that inflation may have already peaked out, and if that were the case, rates will peak out soon and so will the dollar. But then this is still only conjecture. There is only one downtick we have seen in the inflation print so far. It's still not a trend. Keeping this aside for a moment, the bigger worry for the world markets right now is the impending recession in the US and Europe. Global growth is expected to deteriorate sharply next year compared to this year. The International Monetary Fund has reduced its growth estimate for 2023 to 2.7% from 2.9%. And Barclays, for example, has also cut its forecast for the same year to 1.7%, lowest in four decades, from 2.2% earlier. So last year, rates was a concern. Growth was not. This year, growth is a concern, rates not so much. So to wrap up the global story, the risk to Indian markets from global factors may not be so much if our growth is not impacted too much. Because if rates are steady, then I don't think the flow equation is going to be negative. That brings us to the second point, which is the domestic growth itself. Last year, earnings expectations for this fiscal were fairly good, and despite the supply shocks this year, earnings growth have been fairly robust, bolstered primarily by banks. This year, there are concerns about the growth momentum continuing. In fact, brokerages such as Nomura believe that weakening global growth will weigh on India's growth figures too, especially since October's export-import data was quite disheartening. Export volumes contracted by nearly 17% and import growth also weakened to 5.7% from 8.7% in September. In fact, October marks the first contraction in exports in the post-pandemic phase. The last time exports contracted was back in February 2021. So this kind of attests the increasingly challenging global environment and India's sensitivity to global slump. This is what Nomura wrote in its report on November 15th. The IMF has also reduced India's growth estimates for FY23 from 7.4% to 6.8%. Reserve Bank of India has also reduced its forecast from 7.2% to 7%. And the government itself has estimated a much lower 6.5% growth for FY23. Now the third leg. the market signals themselves. Trading volumes are nearly half of what they were compared to the last lifetime high. This is obviously a clear sign of people losing interest in equities. If you look, the COVID investors have really pretty much gone. Volumes are now back to pre-pandemic levels. So my takeaway from this is that the retail investors who were ever so willing to buy on every dip is now no longer present in the market. This, along with the domestic institutional money, is what supported Indian markets in the face of selling by foreign investors. But this year, the risk to foreign investors look much lesser compared to last year. But retail investors who supported the market so far are not present in a big way. I'm not talking about the SIP mutual funds. I'm talking about direct equities. This is also reflected in the market breadth, where the signal is quite mixed. For Nifty, if you see, the market breadth is much better. 40 stocks or 80% of Nifty is now above the 200-day moving average. On a monthly basis, now we have 32 advances and 18 declines, while last time it was 21 advances versus 29 declines. But overall market breadth is much worse compared to last time, with the advance decline line showing a sharp deterioration. This is what some traders are saying. This is a warning signal. But net-net, I don't think we are looking as bad as we were looking same time last year on most fundamental factors. What can indeed spoil the party if it does is really the unexpected. For example, commodity prices and any escalation in conflict or US sanctions, many of which, you know, we have to still evaluate what are the odds of those things happening. But that's all from me today. Catch you same time tomorrow.